From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Rumor has it, this is so crushable, we haven't even said welcome to the podcast yet, and I'm on number two. So
Mark's already crushing number two.
Very nice to that.
Crushability TBD, but I'm going to go ahead and say it may be up there. So welcome, everybody, to the June 4th episode of Beers with the Brewers. Today on the podcast, got myself, Mark, Adam Benner.
Hello, back.
Dan, I don't know how illustrious I can get on introducing you this week, but something like, here's Dan.
Thanks for that. That was swell.
You're welcome. And Walt in the house.
Hi.
Well, what's up, gentlemen?
Oh, well, you know, it's continues to be a pretty heavy time in America.
Ooh, real heavy. Yeah, it's hard to stay positive, but you got to do it and keep fighting a good fight, right?
Yeah, and I think we lend our support to all those out there, and we're going to spend some time talking about beer here. It's very a lighthearted subject, but we know there's a lot of not lighthearted things going on in this country right now. So
yeah. We hope we can be a little escape for you for a little bit, and then you can get back to focusing on important things, as there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. So one thing going on is Land Grant's dropping another Lonely Hops Club, thanks to Brewer Dan. And this is Cashmere Hazy Pale Ale this time. And man, it is pretty juicy.
Yeah.
Tangerine, lime, and coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a taco or chili along with this?
You could. Mm-hmm. You know what? I missed on Sunday that probably would have gone great with this, because I think a lot of food would go great with this. But Ray Ray's had, I guess it was Saturday and Sunday, they had the smoked chicken with Alabama white sauce, which is a mayonnaise-based barbecue sauce as opposed to mustard, vinegar, or ketchup. Mustard being Eastern North Carolina, vinegar Western North Carolina, I believe, and then ketchup is Memphis, Kansas City.
Okay. Now, Walt, doesn't Walt have an aversion to mayonnaise?
He's not a mayonnaise fan.
I mean, I'd try it, but I can't say that it's jumping to the top of my barbecue want to try list. But I would give it a taste, and I could be wrong. But if you, generally, mayonnaise based foods are not my cup of tea.
My former barbecue joint in Chicago bottles their sauces, and for a while you could find them at Kroger. I don't know if they're still there. Lily Q, and they make a really good Alabama white sauce called Ivory. I'm not sure if that makes it out this way, but if not, look for that. Or if you're in Chicago, over on North Avenue, go hit up Lily Q. Get some good barbecue. No. Good tri-tip there.
Yeah. I have no aversion of the mayonnaise. What about you, Dan? I think it sounds good.
No, I'm really enjoying this episode of Barbecue with the Brewers.
There we go.
I guess my only objection is the interspecies mingling. So you've got an egg-based condiment floating around with the swine and the cow. It just doesn't seem right.
Mm. Well, this is you generally put it on chicken, I believe, is where when you use. So it's
well,
just,
then you see that's just nature coming species. Back on itself.
Exactly. That's why you don't have mayonnaise at breakfast.
Uh-huh. So the beer garden is open, but closing a little early right now due to
curfew.
Yeah, curfew enacted.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like there's a whole lot going on with coronavirus and the protests and everything else. So if you're not sure if we're open or not, go to islandgrantopen.com and it'll tell you pretty yes or no whether we're open. So
yep.
Yeah, and we're getting into the time of year where we get those afternoon thunderstorms that blow right through, so make sure to check mm-hmm. that if there's any weather in the area, bring a poncho because you can't get into the tap room to seek cover, so
yeah, mm-hmm.
make sure you come prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. other than that, you can come down here and enjoy one of these Lonely Hops Club Cashmere single hop pale ales. Why don't you tell us about this beer, Dan?
Well, this is our standard grist for our Lonely Hops Club, mostly just our silo malt and some caramel oats and a little bit of gold pills. Comes in at 5.8% ABV, 26 IBUs, and is all cashmere. So we use this hop a lot. It's a hop we like a lot. It pairs well with a lot of things. The fact that it's really multi-dimensional means it does really well in a single hop beer like this. What do we use this in? It's in Strut, which is out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Paired largely with Simcoe, but a couple other hops. See it in Massive as well. I really want to use this in just about everything because it's got a very cool, very unique character to it that just pairs well with everything. The thing that I always get from it that wasn't really front and center when this hop first came out is the tangerine. When you stick stick your nose into a bag that's just been freshly opened, that is the first thing that comes out and smacks you in the face. But it's also got a citrus that I think of as lime and coconut. That's not so much like tropical coconut, but more of a like a woody type of coconut. I really like this hop.
Yeah, good description. It is very tangerine forward and definitely has, I get the coconut. I mean, it's got a lot. It's got a lot for a single hop.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite of the three so far of the Lonely Hops Club.
I think I second that. I think I would agree with that. I really, man, it is really juicy.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Denali, but this is, I'd say this is right there with it. Perfect for the time of year, for sure.
If only we had a DeLorean, a flux capacitor, two banana peels, and a beer can, we could get all three of them side by side, which would be amazing. But
well, I will say, I was right when this came out, one of our sales guys, Justin Ryan, was talking about he can't wait to see all like a artwork with all of the Lonely Hops labeled people together. Which gave me the idea, and whether or not it is, since we do a quadrahopic, but putting all four, we still have to figure out, Dan, what the fourth Lonely Hops would potentially be. Is that accurate?
It is in the pilot fermenter now.
Ooh.
So having a some play on Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hops Club beer and get them all four together. And
we could put them on an album cover.
There you go.
Make a song. Walt, I could go back down to Nashville. We'd get a song going for this.
We all sure could. Drink in separate rooms. There we go.
Something nailed like it.
Can we make this part of a ridiculously elaborate like box set, like super fan only type of deal? I don't know. Put them in a suitcase or something.
I think you have to prove that you listen to Beers with the Brewers at least 50 out of the 52 weeks this year to have even a chance. It's a
good
rare.
Job, but they pushed Record Store Day back this year to, I think, like October.
Oh, that's cool. We could release it then.
August, October.
I like that.
I think there's like three of them, but two, one's in August, one's in October, I think, maybe one in September.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll whip out the Pro Tools and get some good recording. Got all that sound equipment that's not getting used yet.
That's right. None of that auto-tune either. We use real voices.
No, I just said I'm going to auto-tune myself.
Oh, boy. What are you, Kanye?
You wish.
Oh, so, man, this is pretty crushable, FYI. Almost forgot something.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Is this still quarantine edition?
Again, I think until COVID's gone, since there's a lot of people that are still quarantined.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Well, hey,
staying in their houses, man.
That's true. So that's a good time to also remind you, if curfew's too early and you can't get down to the beer garden, we still are offering deliveries. You can get that delivered to you Tuesday through Saturday.
Bring it to the door.
Yeah, we'll bring it right to your front door, even greet you with a smile, say hello, cheers, and everything, just as if you had your own personal bartender.
Well, they might not know, they might not see the smile, since we will have our staff will be wearing their protective equipment and masks.
That's a good point, but I will have to say, I take about 12 paces back from the door as soon as I check the ID through the glass.
There you go.
Smile. That's right. Put that smize on. I'm just about three deep on this already. How many minutes has this been?
Technically 24 minutes.
We've been sitting here for 24 minutes. We've been recording for about 14 minutes.
Yeah. I'm almost ready to head to the fridge for another. So I don't know. I think Justin Rule says I could go 7 on this. I'll go 6 though.
7. All right. What's the ABV again? 5.8.
5.8. Yeah. Now, this is obviously quarantine edition. So staying home, you're in for the night, and you really don't even need to drink all of them. It's just how many could you?
Sure. I think it's 6. I'll give you 6. Given the current weather outside, if you find yourself in a good mood, you do 6.
This could be a quarantine 6.
Yeah. Bam.
Might have
to make it unanimous.
Good mood, but yeah.
There it is. 6 crusher.
Yeah, I've already almost smushed mine, so 6 it is.
It's a 6 smusher, too. I like that. It's because it's so tangerine heavy. It's just like you're smushing those tangerines in. It's just juicy. Okay, well, hey, guess what? A question from a listener this week.
Question from a listener.
Oh, praise be, finally.
I feel like we need a question from the listener sound bit, like how on PTI, they have the mail time.
We
need something.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is.
Let's hear it.
It's what indicates the new order in the tap, right? I just think we got to go back to the old school AOL. You've got mail.
Isn't that what?
Oh yeah.
Isn't Salad?
No, they do. Hey, Skippy.
is that from something? Right. I've never got that reference. Is that what is it? I mean, that's obviously from something.
Oh, that's gonna.
It sounds like Chevy Chase. But I don't know if it actually is or not.
I've got that mechanical keyboard.
I know. What are you doing? Programming?
I was Googling that. congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail. That's what it was. And it is. Oh, it's David Letterman. There you go.
There we go.
That'd be great. Heart of Gold Megan Jacobs sent us a note this week and said, hey, we miss coming to LG to see our favorites. If we were able to be there, it would be something. I'd just ask one of you guys.
It would be something.
She
is that
says,
what the question is?
No.
What would it be if they could be there?
No, I think this is a break the ice conversation here. And she'd love to ask one of us guys, since we seem low on questions the last couple episodes. Do you have any summer surprises coming? Some of my favorites are Bomb Pop Kolsch, Creams of Kolsch, and Smellin'. Take care. Cheers, Megan. Megan, thanks for the question. And man, this is like breaking news then. You're just teasing in breaking news.
Well, Megan, I did just get a label update from our other designer, Bonnie, of a new draft of a Creamsicle label. So I guess we can let that out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. Creamsicle's coming in a can.
Yeah, and I think we're actually going to have a pilot experimental version of that coming before the real one coming out, I think probably next week or so.
Yeah, Walt, we're just waiting on labels for that, and I got to taste it last week. Amazing.
It might be in the bright tank. I can't confirm or deny that, but it might be in the bright tank right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Just, just waiting.
So she's also asking about smelling, but we have another beer in that similar range that's coming out in the Pina Pants.
Ooh, yeah.
Pina Pants, which didn't get canned last time, right? Or did it? I can't remember.
No, that's right. It did not.
No, what is that noise?
I don't know. It sounds like someone's power washing a sidewalk.
Mark?
Nope, not
power
me.
Power washing?
No.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, there might be some a washing of salad for dinner tonight.
Power wash the greens.
Got to get all the greens.
I like
there's
it.
There's a lot of sand in there. A lot of grit.
Yeah. Pina Pants coming back. We've actually got some. I mean, I don't know how many of these like surprises we want to let out.
Oh man, we got some surprises. I'll tell you that. And that Pina Pants going to be in tall boys too.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. One of these surprises is, or two of them, are bigger than our normal surprises.
Literally,
by volume.
That's right.
Yeah. So, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, and like I mentioned, Creamsicle, the old favorite, will be back in cans for the first time ever. So that's cool too.
Creamsicle probably is one of those beers that has one of the most cult followings of people that just remember that from being on tap in the summertime. And
what, was that 2015 that we made that the first time? Like first right summer?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you, me, and Mark met Elver at...
we were at Wolf's Ridge.
It was like right when Mark started. I don't even think it was summertime.
Yeah, new tap room over at Wolf's Ridge. They just opened the tap room, and we were just basically selling beer way faster than we could make it, to the point that you had a lot better chance catching it at a bar than you could at Land Grant. I think we were down to only two beers on the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Adam and I decided Adam was going to brew on the pilot system every Saturday. I was going to brew every Sunday until we had a full board. And
that one was like, what can we do with the quickest way to get extra beer on the board? And we're like, well, we do have Kolsch. Can we infuse a keg? And we did a bunch of tests and using different amounts of vanilla and orange and came out with what we felt was the winning combination. And we could barely keep those kegs on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd be making a new one every couple days.
Back then we were just dosing those kegs at filling, but thankfully we've got some credible brewers back there that took over and made this a little bit more legitimate beer.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So yeah, that's exciting to have that. And I don't know. I thought maybe it's not on the schedule. Dan, do you know, is Bomb Pop coming back this year for 4th of July or anything?
We'll see if we can squeeze it in. Right now, we're wailing away at pilots that are actually pilots for something else. But if we can make it work, we will make it work.
Adam, maybe you could light off a firecracker in the parking lot or something. Call it maybe sparklers.
I know. I got to think. I wonder if I'm going to cancel. I still have to figure out whether I'll have my traditional Red, White, and Boom cookout now that Red, White, and Boom is canceled.
So we don't even get to eat thanks to COVID? I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy.
I promise to keep distance from you if we can have our traditional cookout.
That'll be a lot safer for you. You stay away from the knife. The hand.
No sacrificial fingers this year for sure. Yeah. While we're speaking of sacrificial fingers, might be time to wrap this up. Megan,
next week we got Lemon Glow. Thanks for reaching out, Megan.
Adam, I heard you were already tasting one. We're packaging it today, right?
I'm about to go. Now that I've finished my cashmere, I'm going to go grab one of those.
Damn it. I might have to come back down the brewery. Well, that's next week. Anybody else got any closing thoughts?
Thanks to everyone that that came down in the first week and filled out the survey that we sent out. Hopefully you'll get to use that dollar off. Come back and some really good feedback. We got some changes coming in the beer garden, trying to get a little more shade out there. Two people seats. And if you come down, don't feel bad if you only got two of you at an 8-person table, because that's all we got right now. So it's going to be a nice weekend. The weather's going to be a little warm, so we should have some new shade up in certain areas. And I know the bartenders are happy to be back as well. Great to see a lot of the folks that have come out that we hadn't seen in a while. So,
absolutely. Thanks. It's like missing old friends. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, cheers, everyone.
Yep. Thanks
Stay
for listening.
Safe out there.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.